Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free trial and a free audiobook to keep at audiobooks.com using promo code TRY70.
Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Good. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
My name is Leo Ramirez. I'm the CEO and founder of Endcast.
Okay. And what is Endcast?
So we are a platform that helps businesses align with their most important asset, people.
Okay.
And
okay.
We do that through philanthropy. So when anybody gives their time or money or goods to an organization, it says a lot about what they love.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want businesses to be is curious about what are those passions and then orienting their workplaces and their community efforts around the things that matter most to their staff. I think what a lot of companies do nowadays is they tend to choose the causes for their teams and almost kind of force feed them to participate. And instead, we want businesses to have their teams, through their giving and volunteering, kind of direct the programs for their respective companies.
Okay. Wow. So... So the organization, the company, the whoever can find what it is that their employees are already passionate about.
Either already passionate about or they can discover things that their employees may not know that they're passionate about. Right?
Okay.
Or even engage in conversations like, you know, I've never given before. I never volunteered before. It sounds like it might be interesting. So maybe I should talk to my manager, talk to a coworker, talk to my family, try to find ways of getting engaged. So it is not just for folks that are already doing
sure.
it. We want to get more people engaged as well.
Okay. And then from there, once we've got that information, now we can, instead of this year, the company's going to work with the United Way or whatever.
Yep.
Turns out everybody's interested in Habitat for Humanity.
Yep.
That can be the project.
That can be the thing. And so you orient your programs in the following year based on Habitat for Humanity. People are building homes. You know, and it's not just about doing something for the whole company. Research has shown that you know, Verizon and Campbell's funded a research project called Project ROI. And they interviewed a lot of the large companies, and they found that corporate social responsibility programs of which this is a strategy for, see a 7.5% increase in engagement, a 13% increase in productivity, a 25 to 50% decrease in attrition, and a 20% increase in retention just by implementing these community programs.
Wow.
You know, the millennial workforce will be about half of the American workforce by 2020. And they're looking for working in a companies with purpose. And 18 to 24 months after they start a job, they leave and they go find the next thing.
Yeah.
So the key is finding opportunities for them to stick around, because it costs American businesses $30 billion a year to replace and train them. And so we believe that among all the engagement activities that you can have at a company, this has the benefit of retaining and keeping your best talent, but also connecting with the world at large that wants businesses to do more than just make money.
Yeah, for sure. And you mentioned millennials. Mm-hmm. Millennials don't just want, they want to work with a company that is in line with them.
Right.
And their beliefs and
this is literally the way for the company to find out what their employees are aligned with already.
Well, and you know, one of the things that I envision happening when we are massive is that people can find jobs according to the company's overall passions.
Okay.
So we could measure through everyone's individual giving what it is that the company most cares about. And if I go on Indeed, for example, and I'm looking for a job, I can plug my account in, or in the future,
sure,
I would be able to plug my account in and say, I can apply to 50 companies, but these five are really closely matched from a culture fit standpoint.
Yeah.
Right. So this is really where I want to go work. Now, we had a couple of hires in our early days that just were cultural misfits. They're awesome people, but they just did not match up to the kind of culture that we had.
Okay.
And so despite them having outstanding resumes, they just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And that was a shame.
I've had that situation.
So philanthropy is just kind of one of many elements of people's priorities that may attract them to working at a certain company.
Sure.
Right.
But we think it's a really important one because it does connect people in a really kind of human way.
Yeah. And anything that we can do to help social causes is always better.
I think so. This company started life as a nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
Back in 2008. So this is a 10-year journey for me.
Okay.
And so we built a social network for good, a micro-giving platform. It was called Mini Donations. And we tried to make it work. And 13,000 hours of my life while working a full-time job. 6 years later, I got paid a whopping $1,200 at the end for all my efforts. But I learned a lot about philanthropy and a lot about corporate social responsibility. And what I learned has transitioned into what we are building here at NCAS. So right now we're focused on the workplace and helping to build stronger workplaces through philanthropy. But eventually we want to roll this out to consumers as well. So this exact same platform can be rolled out at the point of sale, e-commerce platforms, financial services transactions, education, et cetera, as a way of delving into your customers' insights and their passions. So you can imagine a grocery store on one side of town has customers that love the arts. So you play classical music in the store.
Sure.
But another part of town, they love education. And so you plaster your store with pictures of employees reading to kids. So now you want to make a connection with your clients so that they have a stronger affinity to your business as well.
Okay. Interesting. That's like a localized version of what Marriott has done, mm-hmm. where each of the Marriott brand has a thing.
Right. Yep.
One is the arts, and that allows you to do it based on geography as well, mm-hmm. not just a sub-brand.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's a really cool idea.
Thank you.
So you're a beta, mm-hmm. so you're past that alpha phase. You must be out in the wild.
We are.
All right. So where are we with the company right now?
So we now have about 20 clients. We launched our second version of the product in early last year.
Okay.
And we decided to focus on the mid-market. Our competitors kind of have been playing on the top end of the market, Fortune 1000 companies.
Sure.
Doing quite well. But I work with a lot of small to medium size business CEOs and business owners as a coach. And I hear a lot of them say, how do I compete? I'm from Austin, Texas. So how do we compete in Austin as a small business when Facebook and Dropbox and Apple and Samsung and Dell are in this community? They pay more. They provide better benefits. They have cooler work environments. How do I differentiate myself? And so I tell them all, it's all about culture.
Yeah.
You build a company with great culture, you can sometimes even get away with paying less because people want to wake up every morning and work for you.
Right.
And I get to work with people that I love and a manager I love. So it's about building great culture. We want to help you through philanthropy build that great culture. So it took us a while to find our way. It took us a while to develop the messaging and the right market fit for this business. But now we're on a pretty massive upward trajectory. These smaller deals that we've closed so far have now turned into major conversations with some big firms, some healthcare agencies, even some United Ways that are interested in potentially working with us as well.
Awesome.
So we have a $1.5 million round right now. It's 1/3 subscribed. So we've raised $500,000 toward it. We have a couple of others in due diligence and even some engineering firms that have offered some of their services for equity.
Nice.
And so we're trying to build it out. We're a capital factory accelerator company in Austin. Okay. So we're part of that program and just excited at the journey. Like I said, it's been a 10-year journey for me from nonprofit to this, and it's been a fun ride so far.
So what are your collision plans?
So here we primarily are looking for conversations with investors.
Okay.
And not just angel investors who we're primarily looking at for this round, but I want to talk to kind of seed and growth stage investors as well, who I want to start building relationships with and starting to send them information about our progress so that when we get to that point, if we should need some funding, we're in a better position. We've built a relationship to open those opportunities. We also are looking for clients, so companies that are doing pretty good, they want to give back, they want to build a great culture. We'd love to work with them as well. And then partnerships. So our growth strategy is not to sell direct to businesses forever. It's to integrate our technology into existing platforms who have customers already, who can allow us to scale very rapidly.
Okay.
And so I want to maintain a really small footprint as a company and be super, super, super capital efficient. We're just a bunch of big-hearted geeks. I'm a geek. I went to Stanford.
Nice.
Everyone else that works for us is a geek in some way or fashion. And that's what we want. We're just a bunch of geeks that want to do something amazing for the world. And one of our dreams is that we become so profitable that we can give money away. Like I was raised in a mobile home. I gave change at church every weekend. We gave my unused clothing to my mother's neighborhood in Mexico. I stood in line for cheese and bread with my mom growing up. We were on food stamps. My dad was a teacher. My mom didn't work.
Wow.
But despite those kind of meager beginnings, our parents always said, you think you have it bad? People have it worse than you. And we're going to help them. And so that gift that they gave me and my siblings at such an early age has transformed me into this person that I am today. And I want to inspire people to live that as well. But I want to start with kids.
Okay.
And one of my dreams someday is that we're so profitable that I can give a kid on our platform $1,000 and pair him up with Oprah. And so you got 30 minutes with Oprah to figure out where you're going to give your money away. So that's just, you know, there's a lot of other things that I love to do, but that's one of the ways that I think I could really get kids excited. Like, wow, I can get $1,000 and, you know, meet with Oprah or Bill Gates or, you know, somebody else.
Sure.
That just really drives me a lot.
Some community hero type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
So how do you get to that? What is the revenue model for this?
So we decided from the very beginning that we would be the world's first transaction-free platform.
Okay.
I felt that this is an estimate, but I calculated that about $4 billion a year are spent by nonprofits in the United States to pay transaction fees, credit cards, PayPal, other platforms. And so I said, that's not the way we're going to go. And all my advisors said, you got to do it. I said, great. That's exactly why we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we found a way. So we don't charge transaction fees. We make money by charging businesses a per user per year fee for their staff. And that's how we subsist. So our current strategy is to go direct. You know, we're all, I think we average like 45 or so. So we've done this several times already. So we're using a Rolodex and just, that's an old term. Anyway, we're using our, what do they call them? Palm devices, you know, to get to our clients. Anyway, so we're using direct sales right now with who we know. And then, but our growth strategy is to be embedded into existing platforms like ADP and Workday, payment platforms like PayPal and Square and Stripe, Apple Pay, Google Wallet, financial services platforms, credit cards, you know, you name it. We want to build an ecosystem where anybody that feels like they've got a cool new way of getting someone inspired to give, volunteer, they can embed it into their app or hardware device through an API. And we can track it all and help people give, you know, effectively through our platform.
Very cool.
Solid idea.
I really like this. It's encouragement to get people involved. Mm-hmm. It's encouragement for companies to build a culture that'll attract and maintain. I really like this.
Thank you.
If people want to find out more about the company and your corporate journey, how can they do that?
So you can go to ncast.give. So it's ncast.gives. People can email me directly if they want. I'm leo@ncast.gives. I would love for you to participate in our journey.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Well, thank you so much
for
coming and talking to us today. And hopefully Collision will be a success for you.
I appreciate it. You too.
Have a good one.
Thank you.